Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Hey, yeah, it's Josh and Chuck and Jerry here, too, and this is Short Stuff.
That's right. Another one of our pop culture icons episodes.
That wasn't quite big enough to do an entire episode on.
In the old days, we might have stretched it.
We definitely would have. No, that's why we came up with Short Stuff, because we're like, hey, there's a lot of stuff out there that just isn't quite big enough, so hence Short Stuff, and hence our episode on the Chia Pet.
That's right, and thank you, Patty Rasmussen of HowStuffWorks.com.
Mm-hmm. Plus our friends at Mental Floss, too.
Ah, of course. Always love the Mental Floss folks. The Chia Pet, everyone knows what a Chia Pet is, right? If you don't, look it up, because it is an adorable little terracotta planter mm-hmm. that is shaped like a little figurine, like maybe a Mr. T or a Homer Simpson, or sure. maybe just a dog or a kitty cat. And if you buy this thing, and we'll talk about how to do it later, and if you spread the
spread your seed
on it, it will grow chia sprouts that end up looking like hair on the thing, on the figurine.
Well put. I think that's actually verbatim the description on the box, Chuck.
Yeah. So Mr. T, the mohawk, would be green chia.
The cleverest one I've seen, Chuck, is a zombie hand like stretching out of the ground uh-huh. and the chia seeds grow around the arm like it's coming out of grass, like in a cemetery. I love it.
I was looking at their more recent offerings. And as you will see, they got in, like I mentioned, Homer Simpson or Mr. T. Mm-hmm. They got into licensing, and we'll tell that story here in a sec. But I like the Grogu Star Wars Chia Pet. It's really, really cute, like all things Grogu.
Is that Baby Yoda?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Did not know that was the name of that thing.
Yeah, the name came later. We found out the name later.
I saw Guardians of the Galaxy 3 in the theater yesterday. That is really good.
I loved that movie. I loved the 3. It's mm-hmm. my favorite of the Marvel stuff, but that movie was so upsetting for the animal stuff.
Yes.
It was almost tough to sit through.
Oh, it was super tough to sit through, but there's a whole generation of PG-13 going moviegoers that are like uh-huh. that age that now have a really bad view of animal testing and animal experimentation. And
true.
I think it could be worth it. Because it was really tough, but that was a huge message in that movie. Like, that's not good stuff.
Yeah, agreed. Very hard, though. I told Emily, and she loves Guardians. I was like, you're not going to want to see the third one.
No, so definitely not.
Don't even bother. All right, well, back to that was Movie Crush with Josh Clark. The chia planters are terracotta, like I said. They used to make them in Oaxaca, Mexico.
Yeah, who knew?
Pettot did, because Joe in the 1970s was the founder of Joseph Enterprises. He went to a trade show in Chicago. These little chia pets, I don't know what they were called at the time, were selling like hotcakes. And he said, I want to buy a bunch of those and brand them and sell them as chia pets.
Yeah, apparently he went to department stores and drug stores at that trade show and said, hey, you got anything that sells out reliably every year? And a couple of them pointed to those. I don't know what they were called before either, but what would come to be known as chia pets.
Uh-huh.
And they figured out that these things sell themselves with very little advertising. And if you stop, I did not realize this. I thought I saw them throughout the year. But if you stop and think about when you see chia pet ads, it's uh-huh. almost strictly around the holidays. And that's for a reason. They sell over 80% of their inventory that they sell every year around the holidays. And they figured out that they just need to advertise a little bit around Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and Tet. And there you go. That's all they need to do.
That's all they need to do. So the first of these chia pets were the first actual animals were the chia bull and the chia ram.
Sure.
But the very first one, period, I think, was a dude, right? Like a chia guy.
Yeah, our friends at Mental Floss kind of nailed it. They said he looks like a cross between Homer Simpson and Woody from Toy Story, and he looks exactly like that.
Yeah.
It's like a goofy-looking guy with a big nose, but apparently that was the first Chia pet.
Yeah, a Chia dude. They got into licensing in the early 80s with Looney Tunes characters, Taz, Elmer Fudd, and Tweety.
Oh, wait, Chuck, before we move on, I love this How Stuff Works article put in parentheses, Taz, parentheses, Tasmanian Devil.
I know.
I thought that was adorable.
That was pretty funny. And then, you know, licensing became a big deal. I think they license like three or four things a year generally. Mm-hmm. And then they always have their stable of little animals.
Yeah. They also, are known for predicting presidential elections, actually. Like they'll release the, like Chia versions of the presidential candidates each year. And usually the one that sells the most is the candidate that goes on to win the presidency.
Yeah, it's one of those. Yeah, I think there's a few little weird cultural predictors like that.
Yeah, like isn't there an octopus that can predict the World Cup?
Yeah, and I feel like there was something else for the Super Bowl.
There's a hedgehog that can produce
predict weather.
They can predict the weather. Yeah, whether it's going to turn to spring or not. I heard about him.
The other thing they do to make money, the Chia folks, is they will license it out. They'll, like, partner up with pro sports teams. Mm-hmm. Like, you might get a Chia LA Dodger or something like that. And then I didn't know this. You could, if you were a company, you can, I imagine it's not cheap, but you can get a Chia Pet logo of your company made en masse.
Isn't that neat? I did not realize that. Yeah, I ran across instructions for growing Chia on your Chia head Bryce Harper. It's like, all right, this works. It probably applies to all of them, as we'll see.
All right. Shall we take a break?
Let's take a break.
All right. We'll come right back, talk a little bit more about these little pets right after this.
All right. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Okay, Chuck, so we're talking about Chia pets, it turns out. And I think we should talk about how you grow them.
I've never had a Chia pet, have you?
Nope.
We should exchange Chia pets one year.
My friend, you have one on its way. The delivery window begins in 10 minutes.
Are you serious?
It's a Chia Richard Simmons. He has chest hair. I saw it and I was like, Chuck's getting this.
So the exchange
is half done.
All right. Well, I got to step up Richard Simmons tying in episodes. I love it.
Going to be tough.
All right. Well, I'm going to.
Hey, man, take your time.
You really got me. Okay.
Take your time.
If you grow one of these, and I guess I could wait either 10 minutes or several hours and read it off the box. But I think what you want to do is you want to completely soak that planter for a few hours, right?
Yes. And the reason why you want to do this with any terracotta pot that you're growing stuff in is terracotta will suck water right out of the dirt, or in this case, right out of the water holding cavity for itself. And it pulls it away from the plants that need it. Whereas if you soak it, it's like, okay, I'm satiated. I'm literally stuffed with water. I don't need any more. And so any water you put into it is going to not get sucked into the terracotta. So this is an essential step for chia pets in particular.
That's right. You also want to soak those seeds. It is chia. Chia is a kind of sage. And I think you eventually make like a sort of like a paste. Mm-hmm. And you spread that paste on there. I've seen them talk about like rubber spatulas and things like that. But I would just use my fingies if I was doing. And when I do my Richard Simmons, I'm going to do my fingies, use my fingies.
Okay, good, good. But, Chuck, do not lick your fingers afterwards. These are chia seeds. And people eat chia seeds. I put chia seeds in my smoothies because they're full of omega-3.
Yeah.
Although I was disappointed to find there's not a lot of studies that show conclusively that we get that omega-3 from the chia seeds. But anyway, these particular chia seeds are not grown for human consumption. They're grown to grow on your chia pet.
That's right. So use whatever spreader you want if you don't feel comfortable using your digits. And once that thing is covered up to your likeness, you want to put that chia pet in the sun and you want to water it. And then just sit back and let the fun begin.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, so if this is, these chia plants grow to be like 6 feet tall and flower and everything.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see, like, if you just keep your chia going, like, will it get to that point? I saw one site reference that your chia pet would crumble, like, eventually, as like, under the weight of the plant. I think the bigger thing is the sprouts that grow just aren't viable to grow into actual plants. So apparently after about 6 weeks, maybe 4 weeks, they all turn brown. You pull off the old growth, dump out the water, and start over again.
Oh, you can, do they, you can reuse the same one?
I saw on their site that you can reuse them indefinitely. You just need chia seeds.
Okay. And I guess it makes sense that they won't just eventually, you won't have like a chia pet that looks like Richard Simmons won't end up looking like Greg Allman.
Right. That'd be pretty cool, though. That's a great crossover.
It's a good crossover. Because you would need, like, soil to keep everything stable.
That's what I'm thinking. I think they just don't have the nutrients to grow beyond the sprout stage.
Yeah, that's got to be it.
So who knows? Maybe you could add nutrients and grow them, like, hydroponically and see what happens.
All right.
That's one of the nerdiest things I've said this month.
Regardless, chias have become very, very popular over the years. They are, like I said, sort of an iconic, fun gift that you can get someone, so much so that the Smithsonian National Museum of American History requested, and I assume received, some of this stuff from the Joseph Company.
Yeah, in particular, the advertising tapes, because that's one of the reasons chia pets were so huge. Somebody either at a an advertising meeting or at a bar one night said chia, and apparently Joe Perdott said, that's perfect. I'm going to turn that into the jingle. And that was, I mean, I would attribute most of the chia pet success to that jingle. It was so catchy that people were just walking around going chia.
Were they really?
All of my friends were. Up in Ohio. I guess that's Ohio, though.
That is Ohio. And that's kind of it. I mean, they're in the, like I said, the Smithsonian, and I think they're in a time capsule in New York City that's going to be unearthed in 3000, the year 3000.
In the year 3000.
Very nice. God, what a great bit that was. So, you know, it's one of those things. If you're going to include it in the Smithsonian and in a time capsule, then it has done its job as far as a cultural staple.
Absolutely. So hats off to you, chia pets. We love you.
That's right. And I will, I promise I will do an Instagram series following the growth of my Richard Simmons.
Oh, great idea. Fantastic. At what? Chuck the Podcaster?
Chuck the Podcaster.
Great handle. So again, hats off to you, chia pets. We love you. Wait, you have to say short stuff. Oh, I'll say it then. Short stuff is out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.